Hello again, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories. WhatsApp is giving nightmares to Indian telcos. The Facebook-owned Messenger has successfully replaced SMSs and even voice calls to a large extent. Not many Indian apps have been successful in challenging WhatsApp. BSNL plans to provide its VO Wi-Fi services in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities and other remote parts of India where the network isn't strong. Slowly, company plans to move to other big centers. Embattled liquor tycoon Vijay Mallya's extradition case will return to the UK courts today as he seeks permission to appeal against an order signed off by UK Home Secretary for him to be extradited to India to face alleged fraud and money laundering charges amounting to ₹9,000 crore. The 63-year-old former Kingfisher Airlines boss has already lost a UK High Court leave to appeal on paper, leading to an oral hearing of his renewal application this week. Major automobile manufacturers Maruti Suzuki, Hyundai, Tata Motors and Toyota on Monday reported a decline in domestic passenger vehicle sales in June, continuing the prolonged slump in market due to poor consumer sentiments. Mahindra & Mahindra, however, reported a 4% growth in its domestic passenger vehicle sales last month. The Narendra Modi-led NDA government has so far spent ₹2.37 lakh crore on the modernization of armed forces in the last 4 years, according to an official statement released by the Ministry of Defence. During the last 3 financial years, contracts have been signed with Indian vendors and foreign vendors for capital procurement of defence equipment for armed forces. Monsoon deficiency in June this year was the highest for the month since 2015, Indian Meteorological Department data revealed. The month ended with 33% deficiency, which translates to around 67% of the long period average. A warning from Huawei CEO has worked for the embattled Chinese company as US President Donald Trump has apparently relented and has moderated his hard stance on Huawei. The moderation comes after Huawei's CEO declared that without Huawei, Google will lose 700 to 800 million users. After months of uncertainty for the Chinese technology company, Trump announced that American companies will continue to do business with the beleaguered telecom giant. At least 16 people were killed and over 80 injured in separate incidents of wall collapse in Mumbai today following heavy downpour, with authorities declaring a public holiday in the city that was crawling due to waterlogging on roads and rail tracks. 52 flights have also been cancelled. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.